This is Kathy Forster reporting from Far West Music Conference in Oakland, California. We have someone sitting down with us who we've been playing on the radio station now for a couple of years, Tapia Carell.
Yes, hi.
Thank you so much for sitting down and chatting.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure. Yeah. I really appreciate getting the airplay that you have given us.
Yeah, we're glad to have you on the station. Is this your first Far West, or have you been here before?
No, this is our second. Our first was last year, and we liked it so well, we said, let's do that one again. And so, but we had to be determined to come this time because that mudslide that was on the grapevine happened 20 minutes before we were going to be in that area.
Oh, my goodness.
So we got routed off the freeway. No, and it happened so quickly, we didn't know where we were going, so we were routed into Mojave.
Oh, great.
And we spent 3 hours trying to go around that mudslide.
Oh, wow.
And then we found a way around, and then another mudslide happened on our alternate route.
Oh, my gosh.
So
yeah, you had to be determined to come.
Yes, so we ended up going home last night back to L.A.
Wow.
And got up this morning at 4 and got on the road again at 5:30 and said, I think the 101 will be nicer to us.
Oh, gosh. So how long of a trip is that?
On the 101, 7 hours.
Wow.
So we literally just got here like 20 minutes ago.
Wow. But, well, I'm glad you first thing you did was sit down and talk to us.
Well, it's my pleasure. My pleasure.
That's great.
Thank you.
Why do you keep coming back to the conference? What is it about the conference that...
I like the networking, and we've both been in music for quite a while, so sometimes we feel like we know most of it already, but the terrain is changing so much, and every year we find at least 2 or 3 seminars that we get some really good information on. Like last year we were talking about getting more airplay, and so then we partnered up with Bill Wentz, who became our radio promoter last year, and we got some good results with that.
Yeah.
And then this time there were people talking about publishing, and so there's always something that we can learn, and it's nice to be sitting down and talking to people who that's their job to talk about that.
Yeah.
That's their expertise.
And you know they can help you.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Yeah.
So what are you working on right now?
Well, right now, last year we released the EP Animated, and now what we're doing is we're expanding it.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been re-recording songs from Continuum and adding the bass and electric and making it more fleshed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully by February or March we'll have a CD that's an expansion of the EP. And then Sangron I've been pushing as a single because I think it's got enough legs on it. Like I said, it's Spanglish, so it's really good for the second generation Mexican-American market, and it's also good for people who are not Mexican-American but grow up in that environment.
Right. And, you know, it's just great music to hear.
It's fun. It is fun.
It's a lot of great music to hear. Tell everybody, you were telling me about a song that you wrote just before we went on the air with this, with the...
Sangron, the Spanglish, yes.
Tell them what that song's about.
Sangron, the full name of the song is Sangron Cabron Huevon. And a sangron is a bully. It comes from the word sangre, which is blood. So it means somebody who's bloody is a bully. A cabron, if you look it up in the dictionary, is a male goat. But when somebody's calling you a cabron, they're not calling you a male goat. And a huevon is somebody who's lazy and always complaining. So it's written half and half. And it's basically about the experience from a woman's point of view of being with or married to somebody who really doesn't feel like working. But likes it when you do, and will do everything to support that you keep going to work. And by the end of it, the character, the main person, you know, the singer has learned her lesson, and she tells the guy, it's time for you to go and have a good day.
Well, good. That sounds like it's got a happy ending then.
It does. It does. It's a good dance song.
Cool. So where can people find that?
It's at our website, partnersincrime.band. And it's also, you can stream it there just to listen to the whole song. And then it's also for sale at cdbaby.com /partnersincrime25.
Wonderful.
But it's easier to remember partnersincrime.band.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank you so much for sitting down and talking to us.
Oh, thank you. It's my pleasure.
And thank you for letting us play your music on KC Cafe Radio.
Oh, thank you for playing it. I do appreciate that.
Thank you, Tapia Correll.